RID, this is KO4ULP.
SLP, AA1RD. Hi, Alexander. Glad to have you back from Florida. How are you?
How about yourself?
Really well as well, my friend. I've been repairing some radios for some friends who are down in the Charleston area, and they've been having trouble with some of their old vintage rigs from the 1950s. And so I've been troubleshooting and fixing stuff.
That sounds fun. So I got a question about the tuner. I sent you that email, but how do I get it to tune again? When I push my tune button, it just won't tune the antenna.
The reply to your email from me?
I said that you did reply, and you told me that the problem was I changed the frequency too quickly, but I personally didn't get a chance to look at it.
On the LDG tuners, if you tap the tune button very quickly, it toggles between bypass mode and not being bypassed. And you told me that your problem was the bypass light was on, and therefore it wouldn't tune. So I think the thing you want to do is go and just quickly touch the tune button and see if you can turn the bypass button off. I mean the bypass light off.
Quickly pushing the tune button and it's not turning the light off.
Instead of touching it real quickly, then maybe hold it in for just a half second or so. See if by just pressing the tune button at different amounts of dwell time, see if you can get that bypass light to go off.
I've already tried playing around with that. I haven't really tried holding it in a long period of time, but the bypass was on and off, and I was trying to get it tuned, and it just stayed on.
The thing you have to do is get the bypass light turned off. That's step one. Are you at the rig now? By pressing the tune button for short periods of time, see if you can get that bypass light to go off.
Trying that right now, and my scale, both of them will like come together. With the lights on, or the top one will like flash. I don't know what's going on here. It's still not going off.
Okay, well, I've got my LDG tuner here in front of me, and yeah, I see what you mean. I had to push the tune button several times to finally get it to the bypass switch to light to go off. Hold on a second. Let me try something else. Pressing the tune button twice very quickly.
Stars lit up, but the bypass is still on.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can find the booklet for the tuner and see if I can send you an email. It may be tomorrow. But we'll get it figured out, and when we do, you'll be off to the races. Sorry, I just not sure why your tuner's acting a little differently than mine at this point.
It's working fine. It's probably just something that messed up.
What's going on? If the bypass light is on, it won't tune. And if it won't tune, then you're going to have trouble getting on the air. So the first thing we have to do is get the tuner back in a state where it's ready to tune up for you. So I'll see if I can get the instruction manual and read it and get back to you, probably through email.
Because before the tune left that one day, I was able to work on it, and I was able to actually get it working, and it wouldn't have any trouble. And I was trying to, I think I changed the tube or something, and the bypass light was coming on and off, and I pushed the tune, and it stayed on, and it wouldn't change.
this is kind of a strange tuner in that it's only got a few buttons on the front, and some of them have double functions, and so it's kind of weird. So I'm sure it's just a matter of us learning how to get it back into the right state. All right, well, it's good to hear your voice. Say hi to your parents for me, and did you have fun in Florida? A little bit. I imagine you're on the HT. All right, well, I'll talk with you later. I'll probably send you an email tomorrow on the tuner. And good to hear your voice, and we'll talk again soon. Alexander, this is Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, clear with KO4 ULP. ULP AA 1RD. 4 ULP AA 1RD. 3rd AA 1RD clear.